السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله.
وإنما خرجت لطلب الإصلاح في أمة جدي صلى الله عليه وآله.
The words of Imam al-Hussein عليه السلام in dialogue.
صلى الله عليك يا أبا عبد الله.
Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the son of the Lady of Light, the esteemed Fatima, the son of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam, the grandson of the esteemed and honorable Prophet Muhammad. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the beacon of light which guides towards salvation and prosperity, the one who addresses Allah on the day of Ashura, saying, "In so many difficulties and sorrows, I have unburdened myself upon you and brought my grievances before you, O Allah. This is because I lean on you and I am inclined towards you. I tend towards no other." Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the master of martyrs, these are his words. Imam al-Hussein's words near Karbala. "Surely we are for Allah, and to Him we shall return. And may all praise be to Allah. I took a short nap and dreamt a horseman who was heralding, 'The people travel at night and death travels to them.' So I learned that it was the news of our death. May Allah reward you the best of the reward."
As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdillah wa ala al-arwah allati حلت بفنائي عليك مني.
Dear audience, now let's listen to some parts of زيارة الناحية المقدسة. Stay tuned.
وبقي الليل والنهار. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام على الحسين الذي سمحت نفسه بمهجته.
Peace be upon al-Hussein, who sacrificed himself up to the last drops of the blood of his heart.
السلام على من أطاع الله في سره وعلانيته.
Peace be upon him who obeyed Allah secretly and openly.
السلام على من جعل الله الشفاء في تربته.
Peace be upon whom Allah placed a cure in the soul of his place of martyrdom.
السلام على من الإجابة تحت قبته.
Peace be upon the one under whose dome answer to supplications is guaranteed.
السلام على من الأئمة من ذريته.
Peace be upon the one in whose descendants are the imams after him.
السلام على ابن خاتم الأنبياء. السلام على ابن سيد الأوصياء.
Peace be upon the son of the seal of the prophets. Peace be upon the son of the chief of the executors.
السلام على ابن فاطمة الزهراء السلام على ابن خديجة الكبرى
Peace be upon the son of Fatima, the radiant. Peace be upon the son of Khadija, the great.
السلام على ابن سدرة المنتهى السلام على ابن جنة المأوى السلام على ابن زمزم والصفا
Peace be upon the son of the load tree in the outermost boundary of heaven. Peace be upon the son of the garden of refuge. Peace be upon the son of Zamzam and As-Safa.
As-Salamu ala al-Murammali bid-Dima. As-Salamu ala al-Mahduki al-Khiba. As-Salamu ala khamisi ashabi ahli al-Kasa.
Peace be upon him who was saturated in his blood. Peace be upon him whose tents were violated. Peace be upon the fifth of the people of the cloak.
And now let's listen to Dr. Muhammad Reza Fakhr Rouhani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin as-Sain sallallahu alayka wa abdullah. Assalamu alayka wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is an episode of the program Dialogue and I'm Dr. Fakhr Rouhani. When Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam was on the way near Karbala, well, in daytime, he felt very much exhausted. And it was necessary for him to take a short nap. At the same time, we find that when Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam reached the station Qasr Bani Muqatil, at night time, he ordered his male companions to fill leather water flasks with water to collect as much water as they could. When they were on the way toward al-Kufa, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam pronounced the Quranic verse Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, and this Quranic verse indicates that death news is going to come, or for example the death news of a person has already come. Then we find that Imam al-Husayn's elder son Ali al-Akbar inquired of the reason for Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam's doing so. Then Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam indicated that during the brief nap that he had, he witnessed in dream that someone gave him the martyrdom news. The martyrdom news of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam and his companions. Then it's very instructive that Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam's elder son, Ali al-Akbar, never felt any agitation. And he asserted that so long as we are on the rightful side, on the rightful way, we wouldn't be distressed, we wouldn't be concerned with receiving death and being martyred. In this context, it's very important that the sons of Imam al-Husayn al-Salam and his close companions were really carefully selected people. And the being carefully selected people was because they accompanied Imam al-Husayn al-Salam out of their own will. And there was no imposition whatsoever. Here we find that Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam's gesture was to inform his companions, and first and foremost his close companions, and in this case his elder son, that the martyrdom scene will be certain, nothing would deter it. And Ali al-Akbar was ready, for martyrdom over there, in Karbala. Thank you very much for listening to this episode. Assalamu alaykum wa abdullah.
Assalamu alaykum ya Aba Abdullah.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of the program Dialogue. We hope that you remain under the auspicious grace of Imam Hussein today and always.
عليك مني